The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomi Lefkowitz Shlita of the Kollel Evna Ezer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Ksubis Daf Ayin Dalet. The Rimigash, who's one of the greatest early Rishonim, Talmud of the Rif and Rebbe of the Rambam, in his Shalosh Teshuva Siman Nun Aleph, was asked the following question. Reuven and Shimon made a deal with each other. Reuven gave Shimon a house, and in return, Shimon gave Reuven a field. When Shimon went to inspect the house, which he had received from Reuven, he found that it was damaged. It had some serious defects. So therefore, Shimon wanted to back out of the deal and give Reuven back his house. Reuven counted to Shimon 2 points. First of all, you were fully aware of the condition of the houses. You knew that they were damaged. And secondly, even if you don't want to accept the houses in this condition, I can fix the houses, I can make all the necessary repairs, and the houses will be as good as new. Shimon says, nothing doing, I want to back out of the deal, take back your house. What is the halacha? So regarding the first question, that Reuven contends that Shimon was aware of the condition of the houses and therefore he should not be allowed to back out, the Rimagash answers that it depends whether or not there were witnesses who can testify that Shimon was aware of the damages of the house. Or even if he didn't have previous knowledge, if the witnesses can say that he went into the house and the damages were clearly visible to anyone who went into the house, then Shimon would not be able to back out. Reuven would be in the right, saying that Shimon was aware of the condition of the houses, and the deal will stand. If, however, there are no witnesses that can testify that Shimon was aware of the damages, then Shimon can swear that he didn't know. What about the second point that Reuven counters, that I will fix, make all the necessary repairs and let the deal stand? So the Rimagash answers, well, that also depends. It depends on what kind of damages Shimon is alleging. If they are superficial damages which don't affect the structure of the house itself, such as external things like the neighbors have utility in the chatzer, in the courtyard of the house, or if there are neighbors' gutters dripping onto this property which Reuven is giving to Shimon, then Reuven is right. He can fix those damages and the deal will stand. But if there are structural damages, which means entire walls might have to be replaced because they are faulty walls, in that case, Shimon is correct. He does not have to allow Reuven to make the repairs and he can avoid the deal and back out. As proof, the Rimagash brings the Braisa and our Gemara. The Braisa reads, Tan Rabbanon, Holcha Eitel Roifei, Holcha Eitel Chacham Vehitira, Mekudashes. Eitel Roifei Veripe Oisa Eina Mekudashes. A man was Mekadesh, a woman, under the assumption that the woman did not have any Nedarim, which would void the Kedushin. In fact, she did have Nedarim, but she went to a Chacham. The Chacham is able to be matter the Nedarim. If the Chacham was matter her Nedarim, then even though she had the Nedarim on her at the time of the Kedushin, since the Chacham removes the Nedarim, the Kedushin stands. But Eitzol Roifei V'Ripei Oisa, the Kedushin was made under the assumption that the woman has no mumin, no physical blemishes which would void the Kedushin. In fact, she did have those mumin, but she was able to go to a doctor who cured her. Nevertheless, even though the mumin were taken care of, were cured by the doctor, and now she's complete and whole, as good as new, without any mumin, the kedushin is still void. The Gemara explains, Ma bin chacham l'roifei? What is the difference between the chacham who takes away the nedarim and the doctor who takes away the mumin? Chacham oikras anedim eikaroi. A chacham takes away the nether, he uproots the nether from the very beginning, retroactively. So it's as if the nether was never there. And there's no impediment for the Kedushin. However, a doctor, even though he can cure the mumen, the blemishes, but he can only do that forward, from here on now. He can't make it as if the mumen never existed. So the Rimagash says, we see from this Gemara that if a certain condition exists during the time of the Kenyan, which in the case of the Braisa is Kedushin, the mumen are an impediment to the Kedushin. Even though the doctor takes them away afterwards, he manages to cure them, still the Kedushin is void. So too, in the case of the houses that was damaged, even though Reuven, who gave the house to Shimon, says that he will fix the damages, make all the necessary repairs, nevertheless, since at the time that the transaction was supposed to take effect, the houses were damaged, he can't make repairs afterwards to keep the deal intact. There are two questions that we can pose regarding this psak of the Rimagash. The first question, which I heard from my chavrusa, Rav Yitzchak Endelman, is that this Gemara and our daf about the Kedushin would appear by all indications to be talking about a case where the husband specifically made the Kedushin al tanai. He made a clear stipulation at the time of the Kedushin that he's only being mekadosh the woman on condition that she does not have any mumen on her. This is apparent from Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Ishus, and the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Tes. So therefore, the Braisa's din, that even though she goes to a doctor who cures her mumen, and from here on now she's whole, complete, nevertheless, since the husband's condition that she has no mumen was not met during the time of Kedushin, therefore the Kedushin is void. However, in the case of the Rimagash, there was no specific stipulation made. It was just that the deal was made under the assumption that the houses were in good shape, and it turned out not to be the case. How do we know that even in such a case where no specific condition was made, that Reuven, the giver of the house, does not have the right to make the repairs afterwards to keep the deal from falling through? The Sefer HaMikneh is Kuntres Achren and Hilchos Kedushin, as well as the Beis HaLevi, Chela Gimel, Simon Gimel, both say that when the Kedushin is made stam, without any clear stipulation, even though the woman had mumen which could void the Kedushin, nevertheless, if she cures herself by going to the doctor, takes care of her mumen, the Kedushin will stand. So why don't we say the same thing here in the case of the house? That if Reuven is offering to make the necessary repairs, the deal should stand. The second question that we can pose is that if we look in Tosfos on our daf, the Rimaskol Chochon, Tosfos says, in explaining the distinction between the Nedarim and the Mumen, he says, Ein Mufarish de Belosh and Talya Milsa, it's not the Pshat that the difference between Nedarim, where the Kedushin is good, if the Chochon can be matter than Nedarim, to the case of the mumen where the Kedushin is voided, even though the doctor managed to cure her. Don't tell me that the difference is in the language of the Tanai, Sherei Kitcha al Menashe in Bo Mumen, Bohoyu Bo Mumen. That the reason why, in the case of a mumen, the Kedushin is void is because he made the condition that she not have any mumen, and in fact she did have mumen. Tosfos says, Im Kain, if that were the case, Halachu Eitzel HaRoifei V'Rifoi, in a case where the Kedushin was conditional on the fact that the husband not have any mumen, and he goes to a doctor and cures him of his mumen, the Gemara in the next daf says that the Kedushin is valid, even though he had mumen at the time of the Kedushin. So Tosfos asks, Im kein halachu eitzel haroifei, where the husband is the one who needs to go to the doctor, the rifoi, and he gets cured, amai amar lo kaman demekudeshes. Why does the Gemara say that he's mekudeshes? Excuse me, the cheese mukadashis. In that case also, we should say that since the women were there at the time of the Kedushin is void. Tosfos explains, Elabekapedas hamumen toli hatam. The difference is because the Baal is makbid on the women even though they were removed. She'af atol achash and esrapes, he nemesis be'enov kishazorcha shoy bo mumen. Even though the doctor cures her of her mumen, the husband is still repulsed by her when he remembers that she had the mumen. The woman had nedarim on her, the husband doesn't care about that. because the Nedarim are taken away retroactively. So Taisus is telling us that there's a special svara by Mumin, which is that the Baal, even after the Mumin are removed, remembers the fact that she had the Mumin, and therefore he finds the woman to be repulsive. This condition does not exist by houses. A person does not find a house repulsive because it once was damaged, even if the damage has long since been repaired. Now, it is true that the Rashba, Shalos Uchuvas, Chelok Aleph, Simen, Aleph, Reishit, Zayin, does say that in the case of Kedushin, even if no specific Tanai was made, the woman has Mumin at the time of Kedushin, even though she can go to a doctor who will cure her, the Kedushin is still not 100% Kedushin. The Rashba says it's a Safek, and therefore L'chumra she will need a get, but nevertheless she will not be able to extract the Ksuba money from the husband, because the husband will still be able to maintain that the Kedushin was void, since she had Mumin, even though he did not make a specific stipulation. Nevertheless, the Rashba says that the reason for that is because Safik Isura L'chumra, in case of Safik, she needs a get, because by Isur, regarding the status of whether or not she's an Eishes Ish, we have to be Machmer and require that she get a get. But for monetary purposes, we also go L'kula, and the person who's in possession of the money, which in this case is the husband, he gets to keep his money and he does not have to pay out the Ksuba. That being the case, it should follow that in the Rimagash's question, where Shimon received a damaged house, we should say the same thing, that if he already transferred the money, or in the Rimagash's case, the field which he swapped for the house, is already in the possession of the original owner of the house, which was Reuven, the Reuven should be able to say, I'm the Muchzik, this case is a case of Safek, whether or not the deal was voided, and therefore, since I have the money or the field, I'm going to hold on to that in lieu of the house, and the deal should stand. The Rimagash seems to be saying that the deal is voided even if the seller of the house is in possession of the money, he would have to return it. In order to answer these two questions, I think we can focus on a basic difference between Kedushin and the Kenyan of the house. When a man marries a woman, there's two separate distinct phases. First comes the Eirusin, which usually lasts for 12 months, Midina de Gemara, if the woman is a Besula. If she's a Begeris, it's only a period of 30 days. But during that phase, the man and the woman are not living together in the same house. She just prepares herself for the Chuppah, the Nisuin. After that period comes to an end, the next phase is ushered in by the chuppah, which is the nisuin, and after that they move in together, they live together as man and wife. Regarding the nedarim of the mumin, there's really no reason why the husband should have a kapeda, why the fact that the wife has mumin should disturb him during the erusin period. There's only a reason why we can perceive that the mumin disturb him during the Nisuan period, where they're already living together under the same roof as man and wife. During the Erusin period, with the woman generally remained in her parents' house preparing for the chuppah, there's really no reason why the woman should bother him. According to the Rashba, it's a Safik. According to all the other Rishonim, it's not a Safik at all. We say that if she can get rid of her woman before the chuppah, then the Kedushin is valid, unless there was a specific stipulation. The Kedushin was made al tanai that she didn't have any mumin. So therefore, if she can go to a doctor who can cure her mumin before the chuppah, before the nisuin, which is when she will move in together with the husband, the Kedushin is valid. There's no reason to avoid the Kedushin. However, when a person makes a deal to buy a house, as soon as the kinyan is made, he expects to be able to move into the house and use it. There is no distinct period which would be analogous to Erisin, where he can't move into the house yet, and therefore he wouldn't care if it has a woman. The assumption is that he cares right away because he wants to move in right away. Therefore, we can say that the Rimagash is very correct in comparing the case of the house to the case of the marriage. And what he meant was that the case of the kinyan on the house is similar to the case of the Kedushin if we focus on the Nisuin stage, where certainly there's a kapeda from the perspective of the Baal that there be no mumin right away. That's why the Rimagash paskins that if the house is found to have structural damages, then Shimon, who is the receiver of the house, can certainly say he's makpid on the mumen and therefore avoid the deal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.